Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101. You ready?
To wear, you think that you're better, well you better get ready, bow to the masters, break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. But I'm iffy on the text because for a Friday, you guys are kind of being dickweeds, so yeah, you might can try if you want, but we'll see. Miss the first hour, still pretty sportsy. What's up with that? So, I have some news for you.
What do you got?
Well, apparently, I guess Travis Scott did a big show.
Yep.
Here in town, and they honored him with an Astroworld Day last year.
Yeah.
If you recall, apparently. He did an Astroworld album, and now Mayor Turner wants to bring an amusement park back to Houston. Turner made an appearance at Scott's concert in Houston, where he took the stage, presented him with the key to the city, also addressed the audience and said, because of him, we want to bring another amusement theme park back to the city. Said this would not be a city project, but would encourage the use of private money and developers. Scott is definitely in support of that, Mayor Turner said.
I thought they were, but didn't we talk a couple years ago about them building a theme park like?
Yeah, I thought they were going to.
Up towards like Kingwood, Splendora, like somewhere at the northeast side of town.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
Someone got an update out there? Any of you fine listeners know an update on that? I thought that was a thing.
Somebody says there will be an amusement park in New Caney.
Where's
that?
Yeah,
the Grand Texas Theme Park.
Is New Caney kind of the general area I was thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay. When is that happening?
According to Wikipedia, April of 2020 is when it's going to open.
Hmm. Okay.
New Caney is north of Porter, so going up 69 towards
boy, you're getting
SFA
out there.
And Nacogdoches and all that.
Well, that's not that far for you. You live up north.
I live on I'm on the other side of the wall.
I would say, well, I think they want to get one in Houston, is their point. Just bring back Astroworld. Don't sell
the
all that crap.
The problem is that it's so expensive to, you know, for them to have, I mean, that land where Astroworld was at is so expensive now that it's almost, I mean, it's almost impossible to put a theme park there at this point.
Yeah, well, you couldn't put it back there.
You want cheaper land, and that's why, I guess, that's why they're building it in New Caney.
Yeah, well, this one would be. See, I think you could, there's...
But you could build one like, I mean, the same, like, the outskirts of the Beltway, like where Sam Houston Race Park is. That wouldn't be...
Well, even Isn't there still a lot of land out 288 going out towards Pearland, not too far from downtown?
Probably.
And that might not be bad.
I know. You know where there's definitely all those, a lot?
There's like plastic dinosaurs and stuff when you're driving that way.
It's the part of town I don't go to, but like the Beltway on the east side.
Yeah.
Like out there towards, like when you're, let's say Beltway from 59 to I-10.
Yeah.
Like there, I think there's a bunch of land out there. Just build it. They'll come.
I think there's still some, I don't want it down there, but there's still some room on the east side too, where there's a bunch of abandoned warehouses where you could.
I don't know if you could put, I mean, that, again, that's getting too expensive.
Well, it's still affordable to a point, but the problem is parking is getting worse and worse down there. You're not going to be able to do it.
How much room are you going to get? I mean,
and I don't want them down there anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that's reasonable.
But there are some areas that, and yeah, that real estate's too valuable. So,
yeah, from let's see, I'm looking up from my house to New Caney is. I don't know.
See, it's too late for me. Like, my kids have grown too much for it to be fun. Like, my son did take to Astro World a couple times before it shut down, and he really loved it when he was tiny, but now he's an old.
It's a 35-minute drive for me to New Caney.
That'll make it over an hour for me.
I don't know, but, like...
Maybe it's easier.
Let's see. Downtown Houston to New Caney, 38 minutes, about the same.
Okay. Somebody was saying their original one was a scam, and now it's going to be a water park.
Hmm.
I don't know. Well, Mayor Turner and Travis Scott want to build another Astroworld.
Well, good for them. I'm not opposed to it, I'll tell you that.
Well, it was something that, like, I remember... When you'd have the bowl game here, people would come for the bowl game and bring their families and go to Astroworld.
Yeah.
And then go to NASA the next day and then go to the game where their team would probably get killed. And then they go home. But that'd be a nice trip. You need to do all this stuff. It would give people something to do here besides just sweat in the summer.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I wanted to share this story with you because I wanted to get your opinion on it.
I like when you share.
Mainly because, like, I'm starting to think that maybe I'm meant to live in Australia or New Zealand. Those people just seem to be more fun.
Right.
Well, a cafe in Auckland, New Zealand has sparked an outrage for its disgusting Valentine's Day it had on display. Eiffel on Eden set up a chalkboard sign. You know, everybody does their little chalkboard signs. And it said, on Valentine's Day, open the car door for her. After Valentine's Day, open the car trunk for her.
Mm.
Just saying.
That's like that guy. Have you seen the politician who was, they were talking to him about if his kids were gay, if he found out his kids were gay. He's like, well, I'd take them out and I would see if they knew how to swim. Basically, like, he was insinuating that he would drown his kids if they were gay. God. Yeah.
Until you find out your kid's gay and then you're like, oh, okay. apparently, people automatically thought that this implied sexual assault. Somebody tweets out, after so much effort to raise awareness of New Zealand's terrible violence against women, a slow clap and a jaw drop for the most tone-deaf, unfunny sign in Auckland, someone named Anna Samways wrote. And people began calling it disgusting, revolting, and unbelievably awful.
You all right?
Yeah. Just.
It does sound pretty bad.
It sounds inappropriate, but I think we're overreacting just a little bit.
So.
I don't know how that encourages sexual assault.
Yeah, I'm against that, though. I'm against sexual assault.
I am very much so. It just encourages a little backdoor action.
All right.
Doesn't say forced or anything.
No.
So I don't know. But 713-780-ESPN.
You damn sure made sure we didn't talk sports all day today, though.
Yep. I had to get one.
You got it there.
I got one non-sports story in.
You got that story to the window.
And there we go. So now we go back.
Uncomfortable non-sports story of the week. You got it there. All right, guys. You know what is comfortable? Riding on your Harley. I love it. I love it. And when my Harley needs working on, guess where I take it? Republic. Because I don't trust anybody else to jack with it. They've got the best service department in the city. They've got so many... There's a lot of, master mechanics over at Republic Harley-Davidson. There's a ton of them. A lot of dealerships don't even have one. They've got hourly employees putting together, taking apart your bike. I don't want that. They've got 7 master technicians on staff at Republic. Guys, you can't beat them. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state. This month, $59 oil change, free electrical system check, $399 tires fully installed, and the deal of a lifetime in the sales department. Maintenance for life when you purchase a new Harley-Davidson, only at Republic. And then this Saturday, register in store for your chance to win a Street Glide special. All you got to do, kiss the bike the longest. Then you'll get a chance to match the 5 envelopes. The person who matches the envelopes will win 1 of 3 prizes, a Street Glide special, a $1,000 gift card, or a $500 gift card. Can't beat it. Come see why Republic's Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. First off, that restaurant's not here. It was in New Zealand. It's called Eiffel in Eden. And basically, there's people telling me, well, the reason people are reacting that way is it implied you're supposed to throw her in the trunk. I didn't get that out of it.
That's kind of what I got.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I got back door was what I was
thinking. I got like, what's the Eminem song where he...
Stan.
Is it Stan? No, Stan's the one where... Oh, yeah, I guess it is Stan. The guy kills himself, but yeah he put his girlfriend in the trunk first.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
Why do you want to bring that on? Nobody...
You brought that story!
Nobody died! As far as we know, we just have a bunch of angry people. Yeah, okay, well, it's still maybe a little bit of an overreaction, but I can see that a little more if that's the way you take it. I'm not going to take it that way, just so you know. 713-780- ESPN. Did you see that the NFL might not have the Patriots in the season opening game on Thursday night?
What's the explanation?
It would be the first time since 2006 that a Super Bowl champion will not appear in the league's opening game. The NFL is leaning toward having the Bears host the Packers because it will mark the 100th celebration and showcase the league's oldest rivalry. They first played in 1921 and have faced each other 198 times.
Didn't they play opening weekend this year?
They played Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken.
Because that was the game, the Aaron Rodgers comeback game. Wasn't that the opening game of the season?
No, it was
opening Sunday night game. Yeah. Okay.
But isn't this kind of the NFL dropping another bleep you on the Patriots?
Could be, but I mean
it's become tradition that the Super Bowl champ opens the season. And now you're going to do a game that... I mean, frankly, I think it's more interesting and exciting to have the Super Bowl champ against somebody the first night than Bears-Packers, which we will see twice a year, every year, for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And I like the Bears, don't get me wrong, kind of out on the Packers, but it just feels to me like the NFL is looking for another way to bleep the Patriots. Say, bleep you, Patriots.
I don't know. I think there's too much sensitivity going on with all that. I mean, who cares? I don't really care who plays first. I don't care. I mean, everybody's going to play 16 games.
Yeah, but opening night is a little bit special. It's just it's the same reason why it sucks that the Astros didn't get to open at home last year when they, you know, it's you want that first game is it's just it's a big deal. It's the season's back. It's a celebration. You know, let's honor the team that won the last championship. Let's throw in a team that might beat their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than just.
But, I mean, do you think the Patriots really care?
I don't think they do, but I think fans do. And I kind of like the tradition, frankly.
Yeah, I just don't worry. I mean, one thing I do know, teams don't like playing on Thursday.
Yeah, but the first week, it doesn't matter. That's not fair because you're about to get an extra 4 days of rest,
true.
And you've had all training camp to prepare. That's not your standard Thursday night game. That's the opener. I just think they should NFL should give us a Super Bowl we deserve. Chiefs versus Saints to open the season. Why did we deserve Chiefs?
I don't know. Chiefs got beat non-controversially.
Yeah, they were beaten fair and square. I don't. It's too bad the East doesn't play the NFC South because Saints Patriots would be kind of a
yeah.
an interesting way to open the season. But I just thought it was odd that let's do Bears Packers. Really? Okay, I have one more golf story for you. This one's better.
I meant to bring this up before we get to that because I pulled up the numbers on what the payouts would have been for that tournament.
Yeah.
So, if I said, okay, we talked about the first place was $1.3 million. If Matt Kuchar had come in 70th place, he would have made $14,400. So, if he guaranteed this guy $4,000, I mean, that's, you know, 30% if he came in 70th place. It would take him getting... Like, he would have had to guarantee he would finish in the top 35 for that $4,000 to be less than 10%.
Yeah, but it's a tournament in Mexico, and this guy's pretty good. You would think he's going to finish in the top 35.
Did not everybody play in it?
I don't think so.
Justin Rose played in it? Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm full of it. I don't really know, but I'm with you. It does seem like... I bet they don't tax you as much when you win that money in Mexico, right?
That I don't know.
Or that is that money that we're going to make them use to build the wall?
Well, that's what he should be doing with it. That 1.2 should go to build the wall. Keep the caddies out. They're bad hombres.
It might get double dinged. When you work in New York, but you live in Texas. Well,
that's something, too, that I want to point out because I don't know that he actually made that much because I don't know Mexican tax laws, but I do know... A couple of years ago, Phil Mickelson won a tournament in Ireland, and he got taxed in Ireland, he got taxed in California, and he got taxed by the U.S. government. So, like, for $600,000, he wound up with less than half that, which I think is bull bleep, with all due respect. You win that kind of money, you should... Another reason why I like Canada better, if I go up there and win $1 million, I keep all 1 million of it. It doesn't get taxed. Except the U.S. government will tax me when I come home.
Right. So what if you leave it there?
I'll stay there. I won't come back. Okay. Here's a golf story that we all can identify with. This is a little better one, since we're not going to make $1.2 million playing golf, or if the taxes are bad, $36.
Right.
A South Florida PGA professional, Ben DeArmon, was playing a Web.com tour.
I think you mean DeArmon.
DeArmon. I think he's a DeArmon. He looks like a DeArmon.
D'Artagnan, like Damon.
No, he's a DeArmon, and he's going to be going to the Daytona 500 because he's not going to make the cut. He had a hole that I think any of us who've ever played can identify with. 491-yard par 4 second hole. He shot a 17.
Mm. This guy's a pro?
Yeah.
I feel like I can do that.
Over under. I think I could probably beat a 17. He hit 6 tee shots out of play.
I mean, I've done that before. Yeah, I'll be honest.
I don't know if I hit 6.
Usually after I hit 2 or 3, I just say, okay, well, I'll just put it down in the middle somewhere.
Bleep it. Yeah, done. But, man, 6 tee shots. where he says, I don't see the tradition of it. It hasn't been going on that long. It's been going on for 12 years now. And kind of think, at what point do you determine something's a tradition?
Yeah.
I guess it's more than 12 years for you.
Well, I mean, obviously the Bears-Packers tradition is a little bit stronger than that 12-year tradition.
Yeah, that just doesn't appeal to me. That just feels like we're going to do anything to not put the Patriots there.
Yeah, maybe.
And, yeah, listen.
So are you saying if the Rams had won, the Rams would for sure be playing Thursday night?
Yeah. I don't think any doubt in my mind.
I think that's a conspiracy theory.
A little bit. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with having a conspiracy theory if I'm right. It's not really a conspiracy. It's just it's pretty obvious that NFL and the Patriots don't like each other. Well, Goodell and the Patriots don't like each other.
That's fair. They got beef.
Yeah. And listen, I'm no Patriots fan, but I'd be willing to bet real money had that been the Rams they'd be playing.
Yeah.
So.
All right, guys. Calling. Not with my phone. I'm talking to you, though. The best ballers in H-Town. The 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood is back on Saturday, February 23rd. You can register your team at Rockets.com, and guess what? It's the biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the city. It's going to be out at the MI3 Center. You don't have to be the greatest of all time to play in this thing. You can. They got something for everybody. That means they've got juniors bracket. They've got an adult recreational bracket. They've got an adult competitive bracket. And if you're the elite, they've got an adult elite bracket. I don't think anybody in this room's elite level. There's going to be a skills challenge, 3-point challenge, dunk contest, and an event festival with live music, games, and Rockets entertainers. Guess what? Every participant's going to get a jersey, player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. Why wouldn't you go? Register today at Rockets.com. Find all the information there. That's the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood, Saturday, February 23rd. Once again, for information, check out Rockets.com. I say she never cared and that she never will. Do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, just one more point on this. I know people have Patriots fatigue. I'll be honest, I have Packers fatigue. I'm sick and tired of seeing the Packers every year when they've been garbage for the last couple of years, and we keep treating them like they're still interesting. So, here's your Patriots home opponents that you could have. Now, we're going to throw out the Bills, Dolphins, Jets. No, right? Cleveland Browns, no. Nobody wants to see that. Here's your other possibilities. New York Giants. I mean,
it wouldn't be a competitive game.
No, you'd kind of have the fun history of the Giants beating them in the Super Bowl.
Now, if you tell me that, I mean, it depends on who the Giants draft, right? It could suddenly be interesting.
Yeah,
if
but
they,
the schedule comes out before the draft. So,
right.
Yeah.
I'll pass that.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
You could easily do that.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Easily do that.
And here's an interesting one. Interesting team. Vaqueros de Dallas.
Yeah, any one of those. I mean,
wouldn't that be more
Steelers,
interesting?
Steelers, Chiefs, or Cowboys would be an awesome national television game.
Yeah. I'll throw this out there. I think Cowboys. National brand.
I like the idea of rematching the AFC Championship.
Yeah, that would be good too. But we saw that a couple of years ago, and the Chiefs went in there and stomped them. So, anyway, I just think those.
I mean, the defending MVP versus the defending Super Bowl champion.
Yeah,
that's
a pretty good one. That's an easy one to play. Isn't that more interesting than Bears Packers? No offense, Bears, because I like Bears.
Yeah, but it is. It is.
I think Cowboys Patriots is more interesting. Steelers, any one of those. So. You know what would have been cool? Unfortunately, they play them on the road, but Philadelphia, if they had played them at home, that would have been a good one, last two Super Bowl champs. But regardless, and I think it seems pretty obvious that you do Patriots-Chiefs, but that's all right. Maybe we get Bears-Packers instead.
Maybe so.
And then that'll be the Sunday night game, which, yeah, it again, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It's just...
What if, I mean, What if they say, okay, we'll give you, we're going to have this for the opening game, but the opening Sunday night or Monday night football game will be Patriots Chiefs?
Well, I think that's what it would be. It would be the Sunday night game. So you'd still get it.
I'm just as happy with that. As long as I mean, they deserve to have a nationally televised game their first game.
Yeah, and I mean, they will, because the Patriots games are almost always nationally televised. And I think that's where some of the fatigue comes from. So
isn't the rule now that everybody plays on Thursday night? Or is it that everybody has to play at least one nationally televised game?
No, everybody plays one Thursday night game.
Okay. So if that's the case, I mean, the Patriots would probably like to get it out of the way as soon as possible. They don't want to have to play on some random Thursday night in the middle of the season.
But no, they're going to wind up playing on a Thursday night anyway. But
yeah. I'm just saying, if you had to play in one, wouldn't you rather play in the first one?
Yeah. Mexican Vander Esch says Robert Kraft could drop his sixth banner in front of Jerry. Huge boss move, even coming from a Cowboys fan.
It is a boss move.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be interesting. I think that there's, it doesn't mean anything. I like to see the Super Bowl champ in the first game. I just think it's kind of a cool thing that they've done. And if you're going to mix it up, fine. But don't be shoving the Packers down my throat.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, do you know who's your current favorite to land Antonio Brown?
The 49ers?
No.
Who?
49ers and Dolphins are co-second choice at plus 550.
Okay.
Packers and Colts are plus 700. Raiders plus 900. Odds of Steelers keeping the Brown, are plus 500. The team that sportsbooks have as the favorite for Brown to play for in week one?
I don't know.
Arizona Cardinals.
No way. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, that one, I was surprised to see it, but plus 450. Vaqueros plus 2,000.
I'll be honest, the team that makes the most sense to me to go out and trade for a big time wide receiver, and there's a couple reasons why. And it might be Antonio Brown. It might be if the Giants are looking if they're legitimately looking to trade Odell Beckham. The Raiders make a lot of sense, don't they? They've got to replace Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
They've got multiple first-round draft picks this season and in years to come. I think they've got three draft picks this season.
Yeah.
Because they got the Khalil Mack draft pick from the Bears and the Amari Cooper draft pick from the Cowboys.
And if I'm not mistaken, they have another Khalil Mack pick next year from the Bears.
So let's say they gave up I'm guessing the Bears pick and the Cowboys pick are both mid-20s.
Yeah.
If they said, okay, Steelers, we'll give you two.
They wouldn't give up that.
They might give up one of them. Odell Beckham,
maybe. But
Beckham signed for the next 5 or 4 years.
Well, Brown signed for the next three or four.
Yeah, but he's just going to be a pain in the ass if you don't give him more money.
He's. I don't know about that. I think he's just. I mean, look, they're both going to be a pain.
He just wants out?
Yeah. Well, if you think that, plus 900 for the Raiders right now.
I think that's the move. I don't know if it'll be Brown, though. That's my problem.
Yeah, I think it'll be
one of
the two. But
they've easily got the most to work with, having three first-round draft picks. I don't think they're going to get – where is their top pick? Is it like 4 or 5? I ain't giving that one.
No.
You go 4-12. You got to keep that one.
Yeah, but, just like the Texans did the year before.
Those other picks, though, I mean, that's found money. I mean,
yeah, I think you could throw one of those for Brown. I wouldn't do two.
Yeah, I would do two for Beckham, though. You're telling me I got 4 years locked in with that guy? I'd do it. What are you going to find with a 24th and 27th pick? Yeah, John Gruden will screw that up anyway.
John Gruden will screw it up with Beckham. I don't have any faith that the guy's going to go there and do anything. Timmy B says the week one Thursday game doesn't count as your Thursday game. Every team has to play a Thursday night game on short rest.
What if the thought that it is that Arizona's going to trade Josh Rosen and like a lower pick for Antonio Brown? Because Ed Bouchette with Pittsburgh Post said earlier this week that an anonymous NFL exec says nobody's going to give the Steelers what he's actually worth.
I mean,
and
imagine
he thinks
that
it's going to be a third rounder or later.
Imagine you trade. You're the Steelers. You're Steelers fan. You give up arguably the best wide receiver in football over the last 5 years. And what do you get back? Josh Rosen.
That's your quarterback of the future.
That's pretty gross. I wouldn't want that.
Who has more upside, Josh Rosen, Joshua Dobbs, or Mason Rudolph?
Who has a higher ceiling? Josh Rosen.
Well, those two are the two quarterbacks that are backing up Ben Roethlisberger, who's getting up there.
Yeah, but I mean, the Steelers, do they have draft picks? They can find one. They can find a new quarterback. And not
I'm going
one...
off of what I read earlier this week. If they called you and said, "We'll give you Josh Rosen and a third for Antonio Brown."
Yeah, maybe.
And he can develop behind Ben. You don't have to rush him out there. Maybe he's in a better system. That kind of makes sense to me.
Boy,
I would ask for more than a third, though. If I'm the Steelers, I'd say I want Josh Rosen, and I want one of your. I at least want your second.
Because you're not getting the number one pick.
No.
But
the first pick of the second round would have some value to me.
That's true. Now, well, I mean,
I might throw you a four back. How's that?
I'll be honest. Even the first pick of the third round is a pretty good pick to have.
Yeah, but I'll give you Rosen. I'll give you Brown for Rosen, the first pick of the second round, and I'll throw in my fourth round pick.
Okay.
Done. Okay. Steelers have it. Let's go. Make it happen.
Yeah, that first pick of the second round, though, is, I mean, teams value that more than the last pick of the first round.
True.
You know, because they don't want to have to lock into that extra year. But, yeah.
Of course, now if you're the Cardinals and you make that move and you draft Kyler Murray and you've got an unproven coach, that could turn into a complete disaster because your offensive line still sucks, your defense still isn't very good.
Think about this. What's Pittsburgh going to be if Ben retires after this season?
Well, Josh Rosen will be
You'll have Josh Rosen with no Le'Veon Bell, no Antonio Brown. Good luck. I mean,
Hey, they got Juju.
Oh, well, hell. I guess
he's fine. They're fine. They're fine.
Yes, they're fine. I think they're doing fine.
You know what, though? The Steelers have historically been really good at drafting players like that and finding those guys in the first place. But, yeah, I think there's a step back there to be taken. Then again, they didn't make the playoffs this year. So, they had two of those three guys. What the hell is on TV in here? I have no idea.
You looking at the same thing I'm looking at, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, what was the name of the best citizen ever or something like that? Model citizen.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't care about that.
Yeah. Let's.
I'll change it during
the
break.
There's no games on,
let's get some random something on there, like, you know, NHL Network or something. Or Soccer Network. Anything. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So do we have a late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And then a drink of ages from 9 to 10?
That's right. How do you know that?
Because I'm reading it off of this.
Huh.
Oh, Sunday, the Daytona 500.
Start your engines.
At 12:30. I actually have a NASCAR story, but it's not really a NASCAR story. That we may get to at some point. Hey, did you see Jim Levitt's leaving Oregon, the D.C.?
Where's he going?
Yeah, I didn't say. It's a big blow for them, man. That guy's a hell of a defensive coach.
Yeah, that's a team that's interesting because that's a guy you would think is, like, Oregon seems like they're a program who's kind of getting back on track.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's not good to hear.
All righty. We are going to take a very, very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm
drowning in myself. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Let's do this Ad-Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Ad-Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I had two of them that I kind of like. One was, we go to Kansas, where a Kansas man said he had no intentions of setting off an actual bomb, when he told other customers that he was going to blow up the bathroom at a Home Depot. Turns out he was just talking about
poop. Like dropping a bomb in the toilet.
Yeah. Officers were called to the store after an employee reported a bomb threat. Told police he was standing in a urinal when a customer came out of the bathroom stall and said, "Somebody told me there's a bomb in the building. You need to leave the building." Customer said he overheard another man say, "You need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up."
People are so stupid.
I mean,
I'm about to blow it up walking into the bathroom. I mean, you got to know what that means, right? Like if someone was walking into the bathroom and they were like, "Man, I'm about to blow that bathroom up." Would your mind instantly go to, "Oh, this is a domestic terrorist"?
Well, if I said it, yeah.
I wonder what was the guy's nationality.
Doesn't say, but he said fixin' to. That's a white guy.
If you're a turd, it's gonna come back to you.
Yeah, well,
might get you locked up for a bomb threat. Like, dude.
The other one is I somehow missed this last week from Texas City, Texas. Where police say a woman used her granddaughter's scooter to defend herself against a pair of machete-wielding men wearing clown masks who attempted to rob the woman and her husband. Aretha Cardinal and her... That sounds like a singer's name, huh? Aretha Cardinal? And her husband were in the driveway of their home last week when the masked men approached and placed a machete to his throat. That's no fun. Authorities say Nelson wrestled away the machete from one man while Cardinal grabbed the girl's scooter from the driveway and used it to strike the other man. The men tried to run away, but the couple chased them, smashing their vehicle window with the scooter. The two suspects have been jailed on aggravated robbery charges. Damn. You imagine you go to all the trouble to get your machete, get your clown mask. You're going to go after a couple of olds, and they beat the crap out of you with a scooter.
Now
you're in jail. All right, regardless, those are your Co Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh, well. What, Aaron?
I just think it's funny. Using a scooter. The fact that people are walking around Texas City with machetes and...
Well, yeah, that's...
I don't live too far from there. That's
no, I grew up right down there. I don't remember seeing a lot of machetes back in the day. Of course, I'm not sure that... I think we had basically just rocks when I was growing up. There were no machetes.
Was this guy related to you, maybe?
I don't think so. I don't have any relatives down there. I just live down there. All my relatives live on the northwest side. Because my wife wants a 5-minute commute to work.
Oh.
Yeah, and
she make more money than you?
God, yes.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
She's a big noise, so...
Got to keep the breadwinner happy.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, some of us married up in terms of work, so you have to keep them happy. That's how it works. But now I think I could afford to marry down again, but I don't, you know. That's a long way off. My goal is to make it to 10 years, which will be June. And, you know, that'll be our second 5-year contract. And then we'll see. Hopefully I'm rich enough then that I can.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the plan. It's not going to happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And we'll have RJ on. And I'd kind of be curious to get his thoughts on the whole Antonio Brown Steelers thing. Because he is a big-time Steeler guy. Hey, this is something that I might be the only one interested in, but I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it, both of you. Especially because it applies to college basketball.
Yeah.
But the Associated Press has been using... All right, this kind of gets back to the Skynet thing. So I'm tying it back to Skynet. But they've been using artificial intelligence to write stories. So, and there's been this whole thing about...
Are you going to get a robot for Sports Map?
No, we're going to keep human beings. But...
Get with the times, bro.
But they have come up with a way... They've been doing minor league baseball recaps with AI for years. It writes the story for them, which it's minor league baseball, right?
Yeah.
They're now automating all previews for NCAA Division I men's basketball games following successful tests of the technology. So basically, it's going to be, I'm not going to talk about all the stuff it does, but it turns data from stats into a written story without human input.
Okay.
So now your college basketball previews are going to be written by robots. What's next? Are they going to...
That's a good question.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't want this for SportsMap. I don't want automated robots writing for SportsMap.
Hasn't Yahoo been doing this with fantasy football, though?
I think they have for a while.
You get that automatic article.
Automatic, yep.
You got it a B+ because you took...
Well, and that's like, you know, there's not someone... After, because they'll send you a thing on Monday about how your team did this week.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's not someone who's grading every fantasy football matchup. It's robots.
Well, this is kind of taking it. They're not actually writing stories. These robots are writing stories. I'm a little nervous about this. I'm not going to lie. This is kind of infringing on my life now a little bit. This is kind of what I do. If robots can write and then start doing radio shows, we have a lot to worry about, AJ.
Yeah. Well, I don't. You do.
Well, what if they start doing radio shows?
They're not going to find a robot better than me.
I don't know.
You're what we call replacement level.
No, I don't think that's true, sir.
I'm an elite. Fred, who's making the programming decisions around here now?
It doesn't mean you're making good ones.
First robot replaces Granado, I can tell you that.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Very first robot replaces Granado.
He's very famous.
We've actually had a little known fact. We're one of the stations that has actually tested this technology. Charlie Polillo has been doing our midday show as a robot Charlie Polillo for what, a year now? So.
Oh, you didn't go there, did you? Really?
What? Do you think Charlie Polillo has emotions?
He got really mad at me once, so yeah, I think he does. He didn't? No, I'm
Have not. You ever seen Charlie Polillo, like, smile or be really happy?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't. I get always the same face. And I can't picture Charlie Polillo crying ever. Like, what would make Charlie cry?
Syracuse basketball losing in the championship.
I don't think he cares. I think he would just say,
he's...
You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
I think
we're a trendsetter, Fred. Cyborg Charlie Polillo. He's won middays, too.
I think, you know what?
Suck it, other human-operated radio stations. We've got you trumped.
What's Trump have to do with this?
I don't know.
Sad.
Sad.
No, it's because we're tremendous. We've got the best robots. There's good and bad robots, AJ.
Yeah.
On both sides. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Sand in my bed, she played me all night long, but I do it all over again. Oh, my sweet summer's gone.